I'm ready to answer questions, so go ahead.
Can you talk about some of the offensive, some of the guys that you'll be dealing with on the offensive side of the ball and how you feel you can mesh with them?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm still learning people's names. You know, I mean, we're March 17th. I got here Sunday night. You know, I'm just learning different guys' names. I know there's a lot of young guys. Massacor and Rubisky. Do not know Ben Watson. I've met some of the other players, but it's still early in the process. You know, I think that's I can leave it at that. You know, to say that, you know, this is going to happen, you know, I don't know. It's we're still very early in the process.
Jake, everyone thought you were going back to New Orleans right over the weekend. So what changed your mind, and how close were you to going there?
Well, I came here on my visit. We set up two visits, basically, and there was two areas that I wanted to go to. One was here and one was New Orleans. We had a bunch of other teams call and whatnot, but that's why I waited a little bit to make my trips. One, to let the sting of the release get out and kind of let the emotion get out of it and try to write down all the different scenarios and what might work, what might not work. And, I came here on my visit. I had a great time. And I was at the airport heading to New Orleans, but the weather in Atlanta, that's where I was connecting through, was kept getting delayed. And so I ended up getting a flight back to Charlotte that afternoon, and I was going to head to New Orleans on Sunday evening and visit there Sunday and Monday.
Jake, can you talk about what happened last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't play good football. I mean, I'm not going to blame anybody else or anything. I didn't play good football. Very simple. For whatever reason, I can sit here and blame this, blame that, but ultimately that doesn't do anybody any good. I didn't play good football, from week one on. The 2009 year football-wise wasn't fun. From January 10th of 2009, the playoff game, through when I broke my finger in the Jets game, I want to say late November. We didn't have the same continuity on offense as we had the year before or as we have had in years prior. And probably tried to press way too much. I don't think there's any doubt I probably tried to do too much, and it didn't work. I wasn't just being me, and that's something for 6 out of the 7 years that I started there. I was just me, and I maybe tried to do a little too much last year, and it didn't work, obviously.
Before this gets away from me, what changed your mind of not going to New Orleans besides the weather?
Then I had an opportunity to compete over here. I mean, I kind of knew what my role would be in New Orleans. I don't think there's any doubt. I'm good friends with Drew. I've been knowing Sean for many years. Very comfortable with that organization. Naturally playing there for 6 years. It's 2 hours from my home. But I had to decide if I wanted to still try to compete or if I wanted to hold a clipboard. And I wasn't ready for that. I mean, I wasn't ready for that. Plain and simple. I wanted to have a chance to come in to compete and play.
So what makes you think 2010 will be better for you than last season?
I think, for one, I'm optimistic. I'm a glass-half-full guy. And two, it's a fresh start for me. That's what I'm excited about. It's a fresh start, learning a new system, new players, and that's what's – that's what's great. That's been the most refreshing part about being here so far.
Carolina, can you talk about how you feel about being in Cleveland now?
Well, I mean, I think I'm a guy. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I get to know people. I develop relationships with people. And those 7 years there were great. We did some very good things, and I became close to a lot of people, not just football players, front office staff, equipment managers, trainers, and things like that. So, you develop all those relationships with people. Those are important to me. I mean, very simple. That those are things that are important to me. And so that was very emotional. Those ties and. But again, in March of 2003, when I went to Carolina, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any of the players or anything. And you just, get to meet people. And, I mean, this is what we do. We get paid to play a kid's game. And, along with that, so many people talk about games and whatnot, but it's everything else that goes into it. That's, I think that's what makes the NFL so special, the camaraderie, the locker room, and the relationships you develop with people.
First time Mike McCarthy was there.
Correct.
From what you could tell of what they're going to do here, do you remember the system then? And
is yeah, you know what? It was a What do you mean system?
I mean the offense they're going to run.
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure. You know, we ran the West Coast offense with Coach McCarthy down in New Orleans, when Jim Haslett took over. You know, over here, we're still going to be running a lot of the same things that we run last year by Brian. So now, who's to say there's not some new things that'll be added? I mean, I haven't got that far yet. I mean, I'll be honest with you, we haven't got that far yet. But you know, maybe there'll be some things sprinkled in here and there. Who knows? But ultimately, it's about, I mean, running, throwing, catching. I mean, that's how you win in the National Football League. I mean, just you gotta play sound football.
Did your perception of the Browns change from, you know, what you'd heard about them before to now, obviously, and if so, in what way?
You know what? Jeff Davidson has been was my offensive coordinator in Carolina for 3 years, and Jeff was here for 4 years, I believe. Rip Shearer was my quarterback coach last year. Rip was here for 4 years, I believe. So I guess I kind of had an understanding of the organization somewhat, the people, and everything they always said was, you know, organization, they're trying to do things the right way, great people, big football, you know, it's a great football town and things like that. But, you know, I've been in the NFC my whole career. I've been in the NFC South my whole career. You know, so you know, I'm changing conferences. You know, this is very new to me. So I'm still, you know, learning a little bit of everything. But just when I came on my visit, you know, I think you come. I'm not a one thing I wanted to do. I wanted to come on my visit and kind of see what you feel inside. I've been around a few years, so you see what you feel inside. I think I can kind of tell what kind of people, you know, kind of read people or whatnot. I just had a good feeling about a lot of things. I wasn't kissed up to, so to speak. And that was one thing that's huge to me. I don't like that kind of stuff. You know, let's talk. What's direction we're going? What needs to be done? And coming here, just kind of seeing some of the pieces they started, you know, signing guys, signing Pesos, signing Fujita, getting Ben Watson, and you just kind of like to see. And a big thing for me was that over last weekend and early last week, kind of researching, this team started 1-11. You find a lot of teams that started 1-11, those bags are packed in December. Guys are ready to get out. This team won the last four games. That I'm telling you, that's something. Something was going. Was happening. Something was going in the right direction. That was the main reason I went to Carolina back in 2003. They won four out of their last five, or something like that, with nothing to play for. I want to say four out of their last five because they started out 3-0. They had nothing to play for. But you know, it's just because it's a process. Coaches learning players, you know, new coaching staff and things like that. So that's kind of the approach that I took when I came here and. Just everything kind of felt right.
What did they tell you about?
Be here.
I'm sorry. What did they tell you about your opportunity here? What did
Mike? I was not guaranteed anything. I want to make that perfectly clear. I was not guaranteed one. I was guaranteed a chance to compete. Very simple. There was no guarantees whatsoever. That's the honest to God's truth. I'm here to compete, and you know, just be me. I mean, that's something that you know, that's what I'm here to do.
Is that for you to be here, to be able to compete, and you're in a new division?
Well, it is exciting. I mean, it's fresh. I think that's the biggest thing. It's very fresh and new, and that's something that it's fun. I don't think there's any doubt. It's something that it just kind of intrigued me a great deal, and I wouldn't want to say it's a bad division either. Some good football teams in this division. I do know that for a fact. So. You know, it's that's what I enjoy. I mean, this is going to be a learning process. I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, I'm still trying to learn guys' names and whatnot, much less a system and coaches and how things are done.
Mike Holmgren said he doesn't want you to manage games. He wants you to win games.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe does that fit your style? Or you're not a.
I mean, you'd like to. I mean, I think all quarterbacks. There's winning and then there's misery in the National Football League. There's no in between. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it doesn't matter how you get it done. As long as you get it done and walking into that locker room, you know, that's something that I've always that I always cherish, that 10 minutes after a game in a locker room when, you know, there's no one in there but the coaches and players, and that job was done for that week. There's something about that. You know, and that's whatever my role is to help this team win, that's what I'm going to do. It's very simple. It's about winning in the National Football League. That's what it's about.
How do you know that last year was just an aberration and it wasn't a sign of
losing? Well, I got to go out and prove it. I can feed you whatever kind of line you want me to feed you, but I don't know what good that's going to do. You know, I just got to go out and, you know, play well. And that's how you get it turned around.
Absolutely.
Whatever I need to do. And that's something that, you know, I was lucky enough. I had a couple older quarterbacks kind of take me under their wing when I was younger. Billy Joe Tolliver was an older quarterback, played 10 years. When Mike McCarthy first came in, Billy was already in New Orleans, and he had Mike in Kansas City. Well, you know, here I am, extremely wet behind the ears, trying to learn. And, you know, he took me under his wing and really helped me and taught me what, you know, the system. And after we study all day or whatnot at the facility, learning it, we'd go back, and Billy and I lived in the same apartment complex, and we'd do more that night. And so that was always special to me, you know, and ultimately it cost him a job. Like, I beat him out that year. I mean, it cost him a job, but, you know, and then when I went to Carolina, Rodney Pete, the same way. You know, Rodney was the starter. I came in at halftime of the first game, and I kind of went from there. But my biggest cheerleader was Rodney, my biggest fan in the film. You know, just it helped. And I just think that's important. And, you know, I broke my hand and my finger last year, and I was there for Matt Moore. I mean, that's I don't know. I just that's what I believe in. I'm sorry. That's what I believe in, and I was proud of Matt. You know, Matt went in and did an outstanding job. You know, and if a young quarterback comes here, you know, one, we have coaches, but two, I'm going to try to show them the right way. What I was taught was the right way, and I mean, that's a legacy that you pass on. To me, that's important. To me, that's something that's special. I don't know. I mean, especially if you're going to work with someone and be with someone every day in the film room and meeting room, you develop a relationship with these people. At least that's my belief.
How much of a beating did your confidence take last year?
It probably took a good bit. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It was, you know, I just wanted to do well. You know, the playoff game, and it was just such a downer after such a great season. We go 12-4, and I probably tried to do too much. I don't think there's any doubt. Just tried to do way too much, and I wasn't myself. And that's something that, you know, over time you should learn from or whatnot, and maybe I should have, but you tried to do too much. And I keep saying that, you know, you work even harder, you put in more hours and just weren't getting the results, and because, you know, thinking instead of playing. And that's something that has never worked well for me.
Did you think that playoff loss really carried over from the year?
You know what? Obviously it did, because I didn't play well last year. And I think I put a lot on myself to try to get us back, you know, and I didn't just kind of forget about it and move on.
It seemed like McFarland had a really good relationship with Steve Smith when you were in Carolina. What does it take to build that type of relationship?
You know what? You know, so many people can talk about throwing routes in the offseason and this and that. The year we went to the Super Bowl, the first reps I took with Steve Smith, Mohsin Mohamed, and Rodney Pete were the third quarter of the first game of the season. I mean, it was Rodney Pete was a starter, and then Chris Winkie and myself, and we all rotated. So I didn't take any reps with those guys. You know, and then I get in at halftime, and we did all right that year. So, you know, it was, but I think just over time, you learn guys, you learn routes. They know what you throw well, and I think that's what makes coaches good too. You got to play to the strengths of your players. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Something that I think that's always been preached is, you know, certain plays. You think of players, not plays. You can have the best play drawn up, but if you can't get it executed, then it's not any good.
Jay, can you talk about the fact that how much did it entice you, if at all, that you've got Mike Holmgren here, who's an amazing quarterback guru,
right?
And I know he's not a coach, mm-hmm. but you know, if anybody can kind of help you get back on track, you think it might be him?
Yeah, I think that was a big attraction. I don't think there's any doubt. He has a decent track record. I would say that. But you know, that was an attraction, and him and I, we did talk, you know, a lot about last year and things like that, and. You know, it's a it was an attraction, you know, for me. And I think the biggest thing is coming into a fresh start, learning a new system and things like that. You don't have those old scars. You build up scars as you play. This works, this doesn't work. And, you know, over time, you know, if you don't, you know, if just the scores kind of add up a little too much, then you're not playing. And I think something fresh, you know, you start all over.
You've made a couple of references to just being yourself. How would you describe yourself as a quarterback?
You know what? As a quarterback, I'm someone who, to me, I think I'm at my best if I'm just out there slinging it and trying to – and I don't sling. People take that as such a – you know, maybe a loose term or whatnot, but just out there playing, reacting, playing, and kind of bouncing around and having fun. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's, you know, having fun. I mean, that's these 16 games you play during the course of a season, that's it. It's not 82 or 162, whatever basketball and baseball are. I mean, that's it, and they're important. They count. So, I mean, you got to let loose on Sunday and go out and play.
What does your body feel like?
You know what? What the answer everybody's gonna give? I feel great. I mean, look, I feel good. I mean, I was a backup for so long in New Orleans. I didn't get hit. I didn't get beat upon. So, and in the 07 season, I tore my elbow in the third quarter of the third game. So, really, I had another year off at that point. So the body feels really good. I will say.
Like address two parts of the offense. You look at your offensive line, it looks like a fortress with some of the guys you got up there. But your skill position guys are extremely young.
Right.
Nothing like you had in Carolina. Just how do you see those two?
Well, I mean, that's what we're going to find out. I mean, I don't know. That's what we're going to see, you know, and I believe there's a bunch of draft picks that this team has. So, I mean, who knows who's going to come available and things like that. But that's the great part about it. We're going to see what we have. You know, in the 03 season, Steve Smith was known as a punt returner. He went to the Pro Bowl as a kickoff and punt returner as a rookie. Really didn't play much receiver his second year. But you just kind of saw this guy during the course of the offseason. He's kind of talented. You know, he can be pretty good. I mean, and he really took the league by storm that year, so to speak. You know, because everybody knew he was talented as a returner. But as a receiver, they weren't sure. And he, you know, it's so who's to say, you know, there's somebody that just starts to step up. Everything's fine. Yeah, everything's great. The arm has never been an issue since the surgery in October of 07.
Did Eric and Mike, after they watched some of your 09 mm-hmm. film, did they say to you, "Hey, we saw a few things on there that we think we can tweak"?
No, ma'am. We didn't critique a lot of things like that. It's you know, that's something that, hey, maybe we'll get to down the road. But no, we did not get into things like that.
So mechanically, you were fine last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, I just, you know, didn't play well.
Holmgren talked about you being a leader, and he really felt that was a need on this team to bring in a veteran mm-hmm. leader. Is that something that takes time with the new team, or do you think right away you can step in?
I don't think. Yeah, you have to. Guys don't know me in there, and I don't know those guys in there, so I can't come in and say, we do this, we do that. No, I mean, you develop a relationship with guys, and you just kind of – and, you know, if you've been around and you know what works and you've seen – you know when you have good years and bad years, you know, the leadership on good years, and there's a void on the bad years. I mean, it's very simple. And, you know, and I think – signing some of the guys and being around some of the, you know, the other guys here, just a few days I've been here so far, you just kind of develop a relationship and see what we have. You know what I mean? See, and do those kind of just mesh together because each year it's its own baby.
Is that always natural to you, though, being able to get guys to follow you?
You know what? I am. I think I'm myself. I don't try to be, you know, look, you guys can make an assessment in a year from now, but I just try to be me. I just try to be me.
How comforting for you to walk into a situation where you've got one of the best left tackles in the NFL?
That is very nice. I don't think there's any doubt. A lot of people kind of – I haven't met Joe yet. I don't think he's around right now. But I play with Jordan Gross, who's very good, and I've had numerous people who were here with Joe, and they, you know, really kind of talk hand-in-hand about those two guys. So that certainly is very nice.
Right. direction now? I mean, you're here participating in the off-season program.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I'm going to be in and out some. You know, my wife and kids are still in Charlotte. And, you know, I will be I go back to see my family, you know, and we're in the process of, you know, my oldest is in school right now. So we're in the process of kind of getting them here as soon as we can. We're in the process of doing that, but I'll be back and forth.
The emotion of that day in Carolina a week ago, is that faded at all?
Yeah, it has. It really has. And you know what? I can remember that Friday morning. It's like, I didn't want to go in. I didn't want to, you know, have to go in and do that press conference. And a couple of people I respect a lot and I talk to, they're like, just, you need to go. Just don't wait till Monday. Don't issue a statement. And, I was very, very happy that I did. And I think the hardest part for me is, you know, in a room like this, there was a ton of front office staff in there, be it secretaries and things like that. And that, you know, that's what I always hold special, the relationships, you know. So that's kind of – and everything, seeing some of the coaches and all that. So it was, you know, like I said, I wear my heart on my sleeve, you know.
It seemed like John Fox and really – and they were really sincere about it being a difficult decision. A lot of times – coaches say
right.
That you don't know, but they seem very sincere.
Yeah, and but I mean that's a relationship you develop over time. I mean, Foxy wasn't just my coach; he was a close friend of mine too. Same with Marty, but John's that way with a lot of players. I mean, you develop relationships, and that's what you know, kind of. So yeah, it is difficult. And however way you slice it, a head coach and a quarterback are always tied together, no matter what. You know, that's just kind of the way. That's just the way it is.
Genie.
I spent about an hour and a half with him when I came in my visit, and you know, I enjoyed every minute. I mean, we just talked, you know, and we talked about many different things, from football to out of football and things like that. And certainly, I know what kind of X and O football coach he is, you know. But it was just more of a, you know, just talk and philosophy, you know, different philosophy and things like that. But it was. Very positive. I enjoyed it. I felt very comfortable.
Why did this place make the short list right away, immediately? Just the opportunity to
start? I think that was something. And then I'm telling you, you know, this team won the last four games. I don't care how you look at it. When a team is 1-11 and you win the last something, there's something. I don't know what it is, but there's something that's there. You know, and certainly Coach Holmgren, you know, coming here, he's done some good things, you know, and so it was, that was it.